Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Iowa State Senator for District 10, Jake Chapman.
So the end of the session is technically supposed to be April 30th. Can you just give us a little insight about what that last day, supposed last day of the session, looks like?
Well, what it looks like is that we're still negotiating with the House on the budget as well as some policy issues. The amount of time we're there is slated on the calendar. But what's more important is not necessarily how long we're there, but what we get accomplished. And we don't feel that the work is quite ready to be done yet. We still have some major issues that need to be addressed and figured out, the budget being one of those, obviously. So I think we've had good progress also on what it looks like before adjournment. But, you know, we have always taken the position in the Senate that we'll stay as long as needed to be able to get the work done that the people sent us there to do. And so that's exactly what we're going to do. And so now we're just simply into overtime.
A lot of bills were talked about and approved, you know, within this last week as the session, you know, was kind of winding down. And one of those, the Senate voted on 33-15 that would allow parents to teach their kids how to drive, which would eliminate the requirement for a driver's ed instructor. Could you just talk a little bit about the idea behind that bill and what it would hope to accomplish?
Right. So for several years now, we've had a law that allows homeschooling parents to be able to teach their kids driver's ed, and we have found success in that. And it actually came up earlier in the session from a Democrat colleague that had an amendment that truly was not germane to the bill, meaning it was not applicable to the bill, but it would have done just that, allowed all parents. And his suggestion was, hey, if it's good for homeschooling and it's been successful, why not do it for everyone? And fundamentally, I absolutely agree with that. And so we tried finding a way to make that happen, and we did. And so it's now on the governor's desk for her consideration as to whether or not that's good policy. But really, again, this session has been about empowering parents to make the decisions. If you're a parent and have a valid driver's license and are able, then you can certainly teach your child a driver's ed as well and save a few dollars doing so.
Now, will that be something that it would be closely monitored, you know, to ensure that, you know, the requirements are, if you have a clear driving record, you know, you're able to do that? Would that be something that would be closely monitored?
Yeah, I believe so. I think there's good measures in place to ensure that the law is being followed appropriately, and hopefully no one falls through the cracks on that. But yeah, I think there's measures in that bill to ensure that people are being compliant.
Now, another kind of big piece of legislation that was talked about recently dealt with rioting. It aimed to increase the criminal penalty for rioting from a misdemeanor to a felony. Can you just talk a little bit about what that aims to do?
I think there's a big difference between a peaceful protest and a riot. And I think here in Iowa, Iowans have seen to a great extent that difference. Peaceful protests do not include jumping up and down on top of a police car, totaling that vehicle. It does not include throwing items through business windows. It does not allow, peaceful protests are not for people to intimidate other people and harm other people. That is rioting, and that is not a protected right that you have under our Constitution. And I think what we've seen is that Americans and Iowans are really fed up with that type of behavior, and we're serious about addressing it. It's no longer going to be a slap on the wrist. It's going to be a felony. And for those individuals who think it's fun to go out there and destroy people's livelihoods and destroy people's lives, I think the law will reflect that we're not going to put up with it here in the state of Iowa.
Now, one question that might arise from that would be, throughout these protests and these, you know, demonstrations that have occurred over the last couple of years, you know, some of the big parts of those have been people on roadways. Now, what would that do in terms of people who are trying to pass through these protests? I know a number of times there have been protesters that have been struck by a vehicle. Would that still make that a crime, or how would that work as it relates to people who are trying to pass through the protest?
Well, I will tell you, I introduced the bill actually 4 years ago to make it a Class D felony to block a roadway, and I'm glad that we finally caught up to getting that done. Look, you don't have a right to block people's ability to travel. They have rights under the Constitution to travel freely, and it's not appropriate for individuals to go out on the interstate or other roadway and block them. And so I think, obviously, we're not suggesting anyone should drive-through people. That's not what we're saying. But if you are threatened, and I've seen the videos where they're literally kicking and punching and trying to destroy a person's car, who knows what they're going to do to that individual? They absolutely have a legal right to defend themselves and to pass through those individuals. So again, I think people have to use common sense. We're a nation that has used peaceful protests, and we've used it for a lot of advancements in the civil rights movement. But it's not your right to go out there and block and impede people's ability to travel or to do bodily or other harm to their vehicles or otherwise.
Now, a piece of legislation that you were a part of was a Senate vote to end the statute of limitations on criminal child sex abuse charges. Can you just talk a little bit about what the idea for that proposed change is?
Well, yeah, I've had a huge part of that. I've spent the last several weeks working on this legislation behind closed doors to give it the best chance possible of passage. But what this does is it lifts the statute of limitations, so that time period in which criminal charges can be brought against a perpetrator who has abused children. And I think what has really amazed me, as people found out that I was personally going to run the legislation, which, you know, as the president of the Senate, I don't typically run legislation on the floor. But in this case, I felt it was very important for me to do so. But what amazed me was how many people, lobbyists, Iowans, individuals who came into my office and would share with me the horrific crimes that had been committed against them or against family members. It is so much more prevalent than I had ever imagined. And so we had one individual in particular, an Iowan by the name of Kimberly. I'm calling this Kimberly's Law because if there was ever a time to name a law after someone, this certainly would be it. But she courageously came forward. She spent the last 6-7 weeks down at the Capitol every day talking with legislators about how important this is. And so I don't think someone who has committed a crime against a child should be able to walk away after an arbitrary deadline without repercussions. If and when that victim wants to come forward, they should be held accountable as long as it's in accordance with our laws and there's evidence and meets the threshold and standard for burden of proof, then those people should not get a free pass. And so, you know, I guess my message here today is for those who are perpetrators who have violated young people, we're coming for you. And we're going to, you know, the law is going to protect these victims. And if and when they decide they're going to come forward, we're going to hold these individuals accountable to the fullest extent of the law.
And that was our conversation with Iowa State Senator for District 10, Jake Chapman. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.